I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The U.S. Senate passed the budget for next fiscal year late last week with no Democratic support. Colorado's two senators voted with their respective parties. The move paves the way for tax overhaul legislation the GOP hopes to pass in the coming months. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more from Denver.
Republican Senator Cory Gardner joined GOP calls to repeal the estate tax. It allows a gift of up to $5.4 million to an heir with no taxes. Any amount above that is taxed.
We have a tax that causes families to have to confront breaking up businesses that have been in the family for generations or selling off the family farm just to keep what they've built and what they've already paid taxes on, all because somebody died.
But Democrats say the estate tax impacts only a very small number of farmers, and repealing it is a giveaway to the extremely wealthy. Senator Michael Bennett says cutting corporate taxes and getting rid of the estate tax would increase the national debt by trillions of dollars. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
Soldiers at Fort Carson are expected to begin a live fire training exercise today. Increased dust and noise levels on and near the mountain post should be expected. The 1st Stryker Brigade combat team will take part in the training, which is expected to last through the beginning of November. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.